Well, here we are. It's the Press Row Podcast, and it is the College Football 25 It's Here show. Brian Pastapadre, it has been a long time since we played a college football game, and it's been a long road from the last one to the current one, which you have been so good at documenting and following and educating the world about. Did you think you'd actually get back here in your heart of hearts like 3 years ago, 4 years ago? Did you think it was going to happen?
It's a bit of a surreal feeling now. And I would say almost disbelief. No, I would say that it always felt like there would be some roadblock along the way, because there were many of them over the years. And going back to really when all this started in like 2007, and the games continued on from there, but legally the things were happening behind the scenes that eventually would result in its cancellation. And then it just became a matter of, we've got to get players to where they can be paid. And for a while that sure seemed like it wasn't going to happen, and then it did. And then it's just a matter of, how are we going to pay them, and how are we going to distribute the money? And then now we have to build a game, and now we have to get all these players signed on, and you know, who knows what else is going to pop up along the way. But yeah, we finally made it. And it's pretty awesome to be in this moment. And I think sharing the moment with millions of people is pretty cool experience right now.
Well, literally sharing with millions of people, because your video, Brian, has blowed up in that old-fashioned viral way. You texted me, I think it was 2 days ago, might have been yesterday, that you were up to 4 million, which by now is probably 5 million views. I mean, how many views, and how did that happen? What video are we even talking about with all these views?
Yeah. Well, it has run out of steam just before hitting 6 million. So pretty wild ride in my mentions, and seeing how far that spread, and being told by people like it's all over my timeline, it's all over the place, and media outlets wanting to embed it or show it. And you know, there's a ton of really cool highlights, a ton of really cool clips people have posted of this game. Mine struck a chord because it was just so unconventional, in that I was playing from the broadcast camera angle, and that's how I scored my first touchdown. I posted it. I thought, this is pretty cool. First of all, we know the game looks amazing in broadcast, because NCAA 14 looked amazing in broadcast when I would do those simulations. It just looked and flowed like real football. And when you watch Madden from behind the camera, or even College Football 25 from the traditional camera, it looks like a video game. It's replicating the sport, but it's not what you see on TV. For the most part. And so it became a mix of fascination with the broadcast camera being used, people wanting to know how I succeeded doing that, and people calling for my incarceration, tagging the FBI, calling me a psychopath. Very funny stuff. It really made for an entertaining few days, sorting through all that. And yeah, you know, when I first posted it, I think the first night, like by the next morning, I only had like, I don't know, 40,000 views or something. And then later in that day, just, I don't even know what started it, but then it just picked up traction real fast. And I texted you, I'm like, that video just hit 1 million views. And then I think it was like 3 hours later, I'm like, now it hit 2 million.
Yeah, it was the speed at which it went from one to two. That was like, wow, this thing picked up steam in a big way.
And it was fun too, because it was kind of a way to educate people on how I did that. Why did I identify that player? How did I know he was going to be open? And things like that. And it was, interesting, I think, to explain that in that. You can actually see me pull up the play art twice. The second time is because that's where I was going to go with it, and I wanted to make sure what I was seeing was right. But initially, when I went to the line of scrimmage, My first read was going to be the underneath drag route. My second read was going to be the running back to the flat. My third option was to scramble. I typically, when I run broadcast camera, I'm doing it to run the ball, or I'm doing it with multiple short options routes. And I like to do that on third and short, second and short. So when I'm going to pick it up, I might do a play action rollout out of that. But I'm giving myself options that I can actually see, in addition to maybe a downfield option as kind of a shot play. And on this one, the alignment caught my eye. The safety came down. When that happened, I knew he was in man coverage. He was singled up in man coverage on my slot receiver, who was going to be running a corner route into just wide open space. There was no other defender that was going to be out there, because that safety was bracketing the outside receiver who was running the drag route, took him out of the play. And so I threw that ball out there into space, knowing in theory, worst case scenario, that's an incompletion. Now in Madden, the corner probably somehow leaps and intercepts it, or the ball ends up being underthrown for some reason that you and I never really have figured out, Rich. We've had many of those experiences. But in this case, I think with this game, it's a little different. And I was able to loft that ball over the top, and it was just a perfect throw and really kind of a wild set of circumstances to hit like that and to record it right after and send it out. It's fun. I like using that broadcast camera. I've done some really cool stuff in it. I think EA really needs to make a more playable broadcast camera, farther zoomed out. Also, I suggested this also, which I think a lot of people kind of like the idea of. I know I would personally want to watch more streams, watch more people play. If you could watch in broadcast camera, even if they're not playing in broadcast camera, I think the game just looks so much better from that angle. It looks so much more realistic. Just like on TV, there's the anticipation. You don't see the receivers when the quarterback loads up to throw. And you're hoping, or you're not hoping, depending on which team it is, that the quarterback is going the right place with the ball. And you don't know for that moment until the camera pans down. And it kind of reinvigorated. I needed some reason. I've grown so stale, so tired of Madden the last few years, that I couldn't find a way to enjoy it unless I played unconventionally, and that included on defense. I played from behind the defense, or occasionally broadcast there also. And then on offense, I'll run some broadcast at times on screen passes and short passes and run plays. So it was once in a lifetime. I don't know, 6 million. It's my biggest tweet of all time. And it just, the circumstances just lined up for that to kind of explode. And I had a really, really fun time reading everybody's thoughts on it. It got quote tweeted so many times that it wasn't just retweets. It was people leaving those comments. And that made it especially fun for me. And now I know I just got every content that goes up needs to include broadcast camera. So when we're doing our dynasty mode, I'm going to be increasing my usage of that and cutting highlight reels together of nice. Of those games.
Nice. So that is amazing. And it's been fun sort of watching that happen in real time with you. A big part of it just shows what we already knew, which was that a whole lot of people were going to be really excited about this game finally coming out, and it's finally here. And I knew we'd be talking about it on the show at some point relatively soon. And I have been traveling quite a bit lately for work. And so I just sort of told myself, all right, well, I'm going to be a few days behind. I wasn't home for the first 2 or 3 days that it was out. I did what I think a lot of people did, which was I bought this via the some sort of bundle where you get Madden and NCAA, and you get them early and you get a bonus, and you basically get, it's a good deal, basically, right? If you're going to buy both games, it made all the sense in the world to buy that bundle. I don't know what bundle exactly it was, because
you get the discount too, because of the EA Play / Game Pass Ultimate discount. So
there you go.
Cut some of the dollars off there as well.
But I knew I wasn't going to be home for the first few days. And so I basically said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to pay attention to anything about the game. And because I was so busy traveling and then doing what I was doing, it was easy to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I was on the road for basically 4 days and every hour was already occupied anyway. So it was... Then I just came home and, was able to spend, I don't know, I probably spent 7 hours playing the game so far. So it's not a lot.
Yeah.
But I have not, I can't say I haven't heard anything about it, because I certainly have, but I have certainly not participated much in discussions about it, just a little bit with a couple of people that you and I collectively know. But not much. And I certainly haven't watched any streams or any YouTubes or any, reviews. If anyone, I don't even know if anybody reviewed the game. Do people review these games anymore?
They do.
Okay. But the only reason I say that is I just wanted to have the discussion without being, it's sort of as just my own thoughts about it before I get enveloped in the conversation, whatever that conversation is. So anyway, that's where I am. You know what I mean? And it's a good place to be, because I'm looking forward to hearing what the conversation is from you. But here's what I'll say about it. Number one, it's great. It's just great. It looks great. Plays great. Sounds great. The stadiums are awesome. The fields look terrific. The bands sound amazing. It's just wonderful to have a big, bold, modern, high definition. I don't know what the frame rates and gigawatts are, whatever the deal is with that. But it just looks great, sounds great, plays great. And I played a couple of different... I have only played Dynasty. I started a Dynasty with Minnesota because of the online Dynasty I'm theoretically going to be participating in with you and your group there, Brian. And I've also started an Alabama Dynasty. I've only played like 4 games of the Minnesota game of the Minnesota Dynasty and 2 games of the Alabama. But it's just really impressive and really good and really big in terms of your options to play on offense, especially.
Yeah.
You have a lot of choices on the field. For me, I'm glad it doesn't play wildly differently than any of the other 30 years worth of these games I've played, because I have played every college football game since Bill Walsh College Football. And if there was a college football game before Bill Walsh College Football, I know I played that. Because I was playing Bill Walsh College Football, I don't know what year it was, but I'm glad it feels like football. I can jump in and I can play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to learn a whole bunch of systems. The kicking system confused me for a little while, but then I figured that out, I think. But boy, it's really great. It's really great. I'm really bad at it. Playing on All American, and my games are 6 minutes. So I bumped them up from 5 minutes to 6 minutes, which would explain longer hours with fewer games, because those games take a long time when you play 6 minutes.
Yeah.
I might have overshot that. I might need to go back to 5 minutes. But I
you can increase the minutes, but make sure accelerated clock is on.
Right. Very impressive from the word go. It is deep, and there's a lot I have to learn. I don't like that. But it does welcome those of us who have played these games for years without challenging you right away with hundreds of new things to do. And I'm really bad at it on All American, really bad. And when I say really bad, I mean I throw in Minnesota, I won one game, and that was against a college that's not even the real college. You know, it was the FBS Astronauts or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and I got slaughtered in all the other games, not just by Michigan, who,
hey man, as people you can are imagine, people are struggling with the FCS teams too.
That's the thing. That wasn't a pushover either, but that was the only one I won. I think I'm 1-4 or 1-5, and the five losses have been bad. I have been shellacked. So. Man, Ryan, there's a lot to get into, but like, you know, I haven't played that much, but I played enough to know that I'm bad right now. And I know what you're going to tell me because you've already told me. You're going to tell me to go play the mini games, and I know that I should. I understand that. I just don't want to.
Some of them are really effective at that. You don't have to do them very much. But there's a few that would help. And the kicking one, I think, is obvious until you get the hang of how the kicking works. That's really helpful. There's one, tug of war, which kind of back and forth offense and defense gives you a chance to get practice in on a lot of plays real quick. So there's some new stuff in there to get a handle on things.
I will also say this. It is a lot more fun to play with Alabama than it is with Minnesota. And I'm sorry, Cat Bailey. I love you. I know you're a Minnesota alum, and Minnesota is the team I will be in our online dynasty. But they stink, and Alabama is fun. So,
well, that's why Alabama is X'd out in our dynasty.
Well, of course. But, I mean, I line up to at the line of scrimmage, and four of my five offensive linemen have stars underneath them. I'm like, let's go. I mean, you know, how many hours have I talked on this podcast, Brian, about how obsessed I am with offensive line in real NFL football, in real college football, as well as in digital college football? We spent hundreds of hours, probably not hundreds, dozens of hours talking about that.
This is one of the great things about the college football game. And I know you don't get into the offseason or the, you know, in Madden, you don't get into the trades and the free agency and stuff like that. But in college football, you could just go and recruit the hell out of offensive line and bring in a bunch of offensive linemen and craft your offense in that way if that's what you want to do. Just put all your resources into recruiting offensive line. You're going to need some other guys, I have to be honest with you. But
I mean, you will need some skill guys, but it's nice to know that that's something I can do.
Yeah, just go in and like every offensive lineman that's interested in Minnesota and just start, send in the house, send all your points to them. And, you get to DM them on Twitter and everything, Rich, which I know you will love to do.
Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. You're not like actually sending them a message, but that is one of the things you can do in recruiting is DM them.
You can slide into your recruits' DMs in recruiting in college football 25. I did not know that. I started recruiting in the Minnesota thing, having no idea what I was doing, because again, I have not sought any information. I haven't watched any streams. I'm purposely going into this, you know, not blind, but without too much vision into it. I have no idea what I'm doing. Absolutely no idea. Like, what I did was, in the first week of recruiting, I just, like, put guys on your board. So I, like, sorted by interest and found a bunch of guys that were theoretically interested in Minnesota. So I put them on my board. Mm-hmm. And then I just spent a ton of currency scouting them. And then two or three of them had the diamond break. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what that means. I assume it's bad. I don't know what it means. And then the other guys, none of them turned into diamonds or anything. And then after, you know, like, I'm like, should I be doing this or should I be waiting to do this? I don't know what I'm doing. So then I'm like, I don't want to be bothered. And I've just been playing the games and getting totally crushed. So that whole recruiting is a complete mystery to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I've only played around with it a little bit in some of my test dynasties. And I need to find an outline for us on kind of the best way to approach it, because I was mainly targeting players in, you know, that looked obtainable to me, and kind of working on them. But you know, I haven't really dug into them, and I haven't finished up a full season. So we'll see where that goes, and you know, I'll send you kind of an outline on what you want to be doing and when.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because in the Alabama one, I'm not even bothering recruiting.
Oh, well, you don't.
I'm just going to play a season.
Sign anybody you want.
Yeah. But I'm not even signing anybody. Like, once the season's over, I'm just going to – I'm not even going to carry it forward. I just want to play a season in Alabama. That's all I'm doing there.
Plus, at the end of the season, all the the transfer portal opens up and, you know, everybody's going to want to go to Alabama. So you have all sorts of options there. I don't know how well that's going to work. There are there are a number of issues with Dynasty. We're waiting on what'll be the first patch, hopefully early this week, or a server-side update, something for Dynasty, because there are a number of issues with people logging in, issues with the simulation engine, producing results with way too many major upsets, issues with the top 25 rankings, and you know, there's all sorts of little things which we fully anticipated. It wasn't going to be perfect, but we're going to wait to start our Dynasty, Rich, with a full 32 people spread across all of the teams across the country. And then we're going to get rolling. And in that Dynasty, so I wanted to spread everybody out to reduce the number of user games so we can kind of flow through seasons pretty quickly, you know, advancing maybe every other night, because we'll have CPU games. People can play when they want to play. And I think, like, you have one head-to-head game this season. I have two head-to-head games this season. You are, as you said, Minnesota. But we eliminated, I didn't eliminate the teams from our dynasties, but nobody is controlling what I deem to be the 25 most powerful teams to try and keep things even and give everybody a shot at building a program or, you know, who knows where it's going to lead, but it's going to be, I think, pretty entertaining. We can get through a bunch of seasons and we can get through people transferring to new coaching jobs and moving around and see how the recruiting goes, Rich, and see if you can build up that offensive line in Minnesota, become known for it.
That would be cool. I mean, I didn't really think about that, which means I'm not really thinking, but that makes a lot of sense. You know, and it matches, you know, with the whole Big Ten philosophy anyway. So there's a lot to love about that.
So, yep, the new,
so tell me your initial impressions, right? Before, you know, like just when you booted it up and you played your first few games, what stood out to you? What made you go, wow, this is cool? Or something else?
Yeah, I'm not going to say I was concerned going in. But, all the highlights, all the videos that EA had put out or that influencers had put out were definitely made the game look like it leaned more towards arcade, which is not a complaint on my end. I actually favor that. I think it's proven to be more fun. This game brings that sense of, you know, the big plays that you see in college football, the talent discrepancy leading to big plays, that's apparent. Guys in the open field being difficult to tackle, maybe they shouldn't be this difficult to tackle, but very fun to watch.
I love that. I've had breakaways on both sides, and it feels real to me. I love that. Yeah.
I think maybe a few a little too much of the players just sliding off the ball carrier, but otherwise, no, I like that. You know, college football, NCAA football games in the past were always marketed as, you know, it's wide open gameplay. It's faster than Madden. And I think that's, you know, I think that's a benefit now. We've gone so many years without kind of that alternative way, that alternative feel. And that's probably part, because look, I go back.
College football, real college football is very arcadey. Yeah. especially now. Especially
it can't be unless you're like playing Iowa's offense, then that is as simulation.
Well, that's arcadey too, but just in the wrong direction.
So like thinking about it now, I go back and really when I was younger, I would play both NCAA football and Madden, but really which game I favored and which game I played more kind of alternated from year to year. And I think it's just the repetition of each game, and in this case now we're getting something that feels fresh, something that is dynamic. Like you mentioned, the styles of offense you can play, the types of plays you can run. you've got trick plays, Rich, that actually work. You can run trick plays in this game.
I do not believe you, but, you know, that's fine.
Dude, you gotta run some trick plays. You got to run.
I can barely run my non-trick plays.
You know,
and don't get me started about trying to run an option correctly. I can never figure out. Wait, do I tap it to keep it,
or do I tap it to hand it off? They basically reversed it now,
which I don't have a problem with. I just can't. Yeah. I'm just constantly battling my mind with that.
That's where the mini games, or running it some, back to the mini.
It's always about the mini games, isn't it, Brian?
I'm just trying to give you an option here.
No, I know. I appreciate it. I'm having fun practicing those things in
a condensed period of time in a way that feels like meaningful, you know? But it's just this feeling, the excitement of the game. And so I think really when you look at like, what are people loving about this game? What do we love about the game? And first off, it's the gameplay. They delivered on that. And we've talked in the past that EA really needed to have a winner here of a game. They couldn't come out with something mediocre and really kind of spoil all that excitement that they build up. And I think, you know, you look at how many people, millions of people we know have bought the game already, most of which bought it early, paid extra apparently to do that. And, you know, that excitement is carrying over with when you look there, this game, everybody's excited for it. There was all this anticipation, but the college football games in the past were not huge sellers. They'd sell maybe 2 million copies compared to Madden's 10 or 12 back in the day. It was really dwarfed in terms of the amount. Well, it's sales and its influence and everything over the years, which is partially why, you know, EA was able to cancel the game. It wasn't something that was sustainable without being able to have, you know, semi-realistic rosters, even without the names or you know, once you get them edited. But this is totally different when you're talking about 2 million people on this first day or 2.2 million people bought the $100 version of the game, whatever it is. I mean, that's already blowing out of the water what it would sell in an entire year in the past. So it, you know, and I think a big part of that was not just the excitement of it coming back, but the gameplay looked fun. It is fun. And there's so much, you know, that you can see that you've never seen before or experience that you've never experienced before in these games, because it just plays so differently than what we've been playing for the last 11 years.
And we've known forever there's a market for two football games on a console. Mm-hmm. You know, there's probably a market for three, you know, after that, then it becomes really challenging. Right. But like, it is definitely a different football game. It's also, I believe, it's also on the quote unquote, well, it's a current gen game only, right? They're not trying to go back to the previous generation. And I believe that, knowing nothing about the specifics, just I would imagine that would also help make this the, you know, impressive debut that it is.
I think so.
And so there's a lot of good, there's a lot of good reasons for the market to be even more excited about it, for it to get those big numbers on day one too. You know, it's mm-hmm. we're deep into the console cycle. So there's, you know, I don't like to say that everybody who wants to have, you know, a PS5 or a Xbox Series X has one, but a lot of the people that want one do have one by now. And so there's an eager market. It's a game built on nostalgia in more ways than one, you know, nostalgia for college football and its traditions, you know, 150 plus years. A lot of these schools have been around, you know, for so many generations. You know, there's just a lot that was in the favor of this. And it's good to see that the excitement was for a good reason. you know, and I'm sure there's all, you know, and you mentioned there's some things that people have some, you know, issues. There will be patches, obviously, patches upon patches, because that's how it goes. But I'm just glad. It's just fun. Everything about this is fun. And, you know, I just need to get good. But, you know, that's you know, dubious. I don't know if that's possible. But I'm going to have fun trying, I think. Because even though I'm bad, I'm still having fun. That, you know, that to me is, I don't know if I said that or not, but I'm throwing 5, 6, 7 interceptions a game, and I'm not exaggerating. And I'm still having fun. I just don't know how to get better. But I did just change from revamped passing to classic passing. In our league, are there, like, are we forced into certain things, or can I choose classic passing or revamped passing or all that stuff?
I'm probably gonna let people choose. You know,
so,
like,
you have an option whether they can choose. That's cool.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm just very much for, hey, let's play, let's have fun. Whatever's going to be fun for you. We're not playing for money. We're not, you know, we're mostly playing the CPU. I just don't want.
Wait,
you know,
there's not money involved?
Rich, I know everything about you is putting money on the line.
Yeah,
this podcast included. So, I, you know, I'm gonna probably just allow a lot of stuff that, like, in a typical league, we'd, you know, maybe not. But we're playing computer most games. Let's just have fun, as long as you're not cheating.
I like that.
Or
whatever. Yeah, no, I like that, because if I can use classic passing, I think, I mean, it doesn't prevent me from throwing interceptions. But when I made the switch, I did actually throw a couple of touchdown passes in between my interceptions.
It's kind of funny when you think about it, and you talk about a lot of interceptions. A lot of people are throwing a lot of interceptions to start with. I think everybody has to get a feel for the game. And then I go back to thinking about my playing in broadcast mode. You know, like, there are a lot of comments about, you just threw that on faith. And I'm like, we all throw on faith, no matter what camera angle you're using, Rich, right? You're throwing on faith sometimes. You're throwing on just hope. I know that guy's not open, but I'm still going to press the button. Maybe he'll catch it, you know? I'm just not seeing the players downfield. I'm thinking that they're going to be open, as opposed to me seeing that they're not open and throwing anyway. You know, so I'm going to throw some interceptions that way too. But we're all throwing interceptions no matter how we're playing. So we're figuring out as we go. And I think that's, you know, one great thing about this is it feels like this is going to be a game that doesn't die off because Madden comes out, or NBA 2K comes out, or FIFA, or, you know, EAFC now, as it's called, it comes out. This is a game that feels like it's going to sustain beyond even the college football season, and increased excitement around the holidays and the playoff, the expanded playoff and stuff is just going to regenerate excitement. I don't know a lot about the Ultimate Team. I haven't played any of the Road to Glory. You know, there are, you know, the excitement.
There's a lot to do in this game, and you and I are both only played Dynasty. That's funny, because I was going to ask you how Ultimate Team is, and I haven't ever really enjoyed the single player stuff. Like, that's not really my thing. So I might dabble in it, but to me, I'm just interested in playing a season with Alabama. I want to play a season with Rutgers. Obviously, you're going to have the Minnesota online thing, which is going to be a whole catastrophe unto itself. There's just a lot, and just like in the old days, right? Like, it'll be fun to maybe be a big old Big Ten team and have fun with that, but then also maybe dabble with some, you know, like a Utah or a Fresno State or San Diego State. Like, they're just, it's so fun to be able to just pick these random places and just jump in and play random in a different way than in Madden. And to know that you're playing, you know, and they're, again, like, really good stadiums, really legitimate bands, all that stuff. It's there's a lot to do in this, even just in Dynasty. And I love that. I love that.
So in our Dynasty in the Big Ten, we've got you as Minnesota. There's a Nebraska, a Rutgers, and an Indiana. So you guys are going to have tough schedules there. Again, we spread everybody out, and we tried to keep things pretty balanced with the quality of teams, and everybody's going to have an opportunity to you know, I don't anticipate people going undefeated. The CPU is so good, as you mentioned, Rich. It's interesting because if there's a
we're playing on All American, right? Because that's what I'm playing on is All American.
Okay. Yep. Yep. And so, like, if you had a head-to-head game, your CPU might win for you. I like that as opposed to Madden, where we knew a CPU game was
going to be easy. I lost to the CPU more than once, my friend. I won more often than not, but I've lost to the CPU.
Yeah. It takes a real interesting set of circumstances for that to happen. Sometimes the CPU did play out of its mind. You can't stop the quarterback or... and usually it's a backup or something you can't stop. But for the most part, probably 95% of the CPU games were lost by the CPU. And in this, I think, you know, this is going to be really, really fun to see people. You know, I don't want to see people win the national championship in the first or second year or whatever. I want us to kind of struggle and build a program and get to just like Rich. If you get to any bowl game, I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude, I'm 1-5. And I mean, that's not going to happen in my trial run here, but you know, maybe I can figure
it's going to make
out.
It's going to make it feel rewarding, right? That
Absolutely.
The game isn't super easy and you're going to be sharing in that. It's not going to be like in Madden where, well, here's the, you know, the people who didn't make the playoffs and here's the people who made the playoffs. No, I think everybody's going to kind of enjoy working through it, and that's one of the things that's different about this college game, obviously, is that there's so many different avenues you can take in how you play, and getting to do it with 32 people is pretty awesome.
I'm anticipating being bad, but again, I'm not anticipating not having a good time, especially if I can, like, you know, especially if you're going to help me understand recruiting, like, you know, then it just becomes an operational process, right? It's like, okay, here's what I do. Here's the best way to do it. And generally speaking, if I do this, if this is what I'm trying to accomplish, I'll be successful enough that I'll be able to field a team next year, which is really what I'm going to be looking to do, is being able to field a team and hopefully slowly improving it over time. That would be nice.
Yeah. I've got Wake Forest in the ACC. I'm looking forward to, I've been playing, again, we talk about the uniqueness of the offenses and the play types and everything. And Wake Forest has the slow mesh, RPOs, which are pretty cool. And,
sounds complicated though.
Actually less so than you would think. But it works for my broadcast really well. Because the slow mesh is that the quarterback kind of walks with the running back on the RPO for a couple moments. It gives you a little extra time to kind of read the route before you hand it off. And, you know, I can just run a quick slant or something. And then, you know, it just gives me like an option that works out of the broadcast camera. And I found that to be pretty fun. And in the game, they call it like a walk RPO or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm looking at that. So I'm excited to play with that playbook. There's so much to be looking forward to right now, and hopefully the honeymoon period is starting to wear off with some people. I've seen gripes and you know, deficiencies and stuff being highlighted, but overall, man, you know, EA delivered on this game.
That's great.
In a way, that reignited my love for these games in a way that have been
awesome.
Not present for a little while. So you know, getting on here and being able to talk with you about it. And then we'll come back in a few weeks also and talk how our dynasty's going and if the patch has changed anything.
Yes.
This is exciting times. And I think even just, again, going back to my tweet, as just one of many things, if you're on social media or whatever, people sharing in the enjoyment of something again, which really I just have not seen for a long, long time. It's always been so much negativity and everything. And it's sometimes justified, sometimes not. But pretty much everybody really having a great time is so, so fun to see and be a part of.
So a couple random-ish things. Raise your hand if College Football 25 is the method that you discovered there is now a 2-minute warning in college football. I'm raising my hand, Brian. I had no idea. And that happened.
When they removed the you know, the clock stopping after every first down.
Okay.
They brought in the 2-minute warning. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just reminds me of the old days of how college football, you know, NCAA football coming out would always be it would just be, oh, here's my first look at Alabama this year. You know what I mean? And I you know, they were the numbers, but, you know, you'd go online and you look at the rosters and you have an idea, okay, this is who the quarterback is, this is who the top receiver is, this is who the top running back is. You know, and if there were ever any tweaks or differences in the rules, that was your first chance to really see them in action. And it just struck me as funny that once again in July, in the summer, the first sports game of the year out, you know, or first of the fall sports games, is here's college football, and here it is, something brand new happening I'm seeing and experiencing for the first time. So great. I did not know that that had happened. I had no idea. No idea.
Well, this goes back to, you know, these games used to educate people on the sports, and, you know, we didn't have major rule changes really for a little while. I mean, in Madden, you'll get to see the new kickoff returns. That'll make that game feel a little different, making kickoffs. So, you know, bringing over the, what is it? It's not XFL anymore. I don't know what it is, but the kickoff rule from that spring league.
The UFL, so, the combined, yeah. USFL and XFL.
Of course. I apologize to The Rock for making that mistake. It's again an opportunity. After 11 years, there are so many changes, and like, hey, let's see how the new expanded playoff works. You know,
yes,
let's see.
I haven't even gotten to that. I mean, I obviously won't get there in my Minnesota, you know, franchise right now, but, you know, I'm certainly hoping to get there with Alabama. I'm only in my second game of the year, but I won the first game and I'm ahead of South Florida in the second game by 10 with 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter.
Nice.
So, but yeah, that's absolutely, you know, and I'm sure a bunch of people already, because the game's been out for what, a week, you know, or close to it. A bunch of people have already won multiple national championships, but I haven't seen what it looks like or even the names of the games. I know there's a bunch of different bowl games, but yeah, all of that's going to be fun to see for the first time in hopefully a week or so, because I'm going to, you know, I'm looking to enjoy myself for a little bit. So I'm going to ride this Alabama train for a little while.
Yeah. And then there's things we haven't even touched on, you know, custom conferences. You can move teams around however you want. Team builder.
You better, because it's going to all change again next year.
Yeah. Team builder, Rich, is back, and I've seen some really, really cool creations people
awesome.
Have made with that.
I mean, I haven't touched it, but it's awesome that that is a thing. Like, it's just great. I mean, this is a in-depth team design building. Oh my God, it's amazing. I've only seen a little bit of it, but what I've seen, I'm like, this is incredible. Kudos. Yeah. Kudos.
Yeah. So there's so many different ways to play around with the game, and I haven't even touched, you know, 80% of it. So it's cool. It's cool again to see the way people are enjoying those options and sharing it, and everybody kind of, you know, being a part again, being part of this all together, after 11 years and all the buildup and getting here, and the game isn't a disappointment. It's just, it's not, it probably exceeded my expectations.
And that's and high praise
people's.
From you. Yeah. That's high praise from you. You know, but we're on here. It wasn't that long ago where we both were expecting it to be good. So we're not surprised, but we're certainly happy that we were right. And that's what it comes down to.
I was cautious, you know, about
it. You were cautious.
Like,
I was less cautious.
After people, you know, people were expecting perfection. It was never obviously going to be that, but it's pretty much as good as I thought it could be, and now they can take it from here and do even more with it. It's really, really exciting to see what comes now.
I have no problem with Guns N' Roses, but enough with the Welcome to the Jungle every game.
There's stuff like that. Yeah, there's stuff like that.
Like, it's in both of my dynasties. I thought they were just, I was, when I would hear Welcome to the Jungle every 90 seconds in Minnesota. It's like, well, maybe it's just how they have it in Minnesota. I don't think it would be like that in Alabama. And it doesn't seem to be as often in Alabama, but it's still there. Like, that is... That's painful to me. Now, again, I have no problem with Welcome to the Jungle, but hearing it 17 times a day is really grating on me. I'm just saying. And I'm probably not alone. I'm surprised if I'm not alone. I do like the horn section version that kicks it off before it goes into the regular song. But in every stadium, every game, I'm hearing Welcome to the Jungle. Please. I there's probably a way that I can go in there and turn that off or down or change it or something. I would hope.
I don't know. Maybe. There's stuff like there's presentation stuff like that that's showing up in the wrong
time. If I've only played it 6 hours, and it's going to probably get worse. I would imagine.
Oh, you're going to have to mute it.
Is it every stadium? Is it every stadium?
I don't know. But there, I just know there's stuff like that with whether it's songs or commentary or mascots showing up at weird places that they shouldn't be.
Commentary. I'm not a harsh judge on commentary because I don't really. It's not good.
Okay. But no, it's not good. But it's the first year.
I haven't noticed. Anticipate. I've not been paying attention, but I haven't have it turned off. Like it's been. I've heard them talking, and nothing has sounded out of place to me.
It not necessarily out of place. Well, there are some out of place stuff, but. It gets to feel pretty generic, but it's the first year. Commentary is one of those things that I think takes
big, so hard.
Yeah.
And look at all of the schools they have to do. I mean, my God, the commentary alone to do properly in this game is an extraordinary effort. Absolutely extraordinary.
Yep. By the way, you mentioned reviews. Right now it's 88 on PS5.
Wow, that's high.
83. On Xbox, yeah. So
hey,
you know,
what?
It's mid to upper 80s.
Why would it be such a big difference between the two?
Yeah, it's.
That doesn't make sense.
There's not a ton of reviews in yet. I think that if you didn't get this game early, you probably need a week at least to properly review it. So, I would think we'll see more coming up, but the word of mouth spread on that. Regardless of the reviews, I don't think the reviews really made a difference.
I mean, these days people aren't waiting for reviews when they can look on Twitch and YouTube the before the games even come out. Because I'm sure a few people were probably streaming earlier, and certainly by the start of early access, you can pretty quickly tell whether this game is for you. I mean, there's millions of people like you and me we were going to buy it anyway, but I would imagine not a whole lot of people were waiting for reviews before they jumped in.
Nope, but the word of mouth definitely got around.
Maybe word of mouth might have done the trick.
Yeah, and maybe reviews tied into that too. But
sure.
There are a lot of people I know who maybe weren't necessarily, maybe not necessarily college football fans, but they could see the game was something special and wanted to be a part of it. So that's fun too. Different than most games recently.
Well, I think this is probably a good spot. Are you going to play any Ultimate Team between now and when we talk again?
No. No, probably not, Rich. Ultimate Team is, if you miss the first window and you don't keep up with it, I think it kind of piles up. I'll probably take a look at what they're doing conceptually with it, but it's
well. Is there any single player content, or is it all?
I would assume so. I have seen some complaints about it, but it's that's probably complaints with any Ultimate Team type mode. So, but we go back and look at NCAA Football 14, and that was a really, really fun Ultimate Team at the time. It's a different day and age now, and what those modes are all about, and what their intention is, and who plays those still. So, we'll see. We'll check back in, and I'll tell you if I spend any time there.
I might check it out. I don't know. I don't know. I doubt it. I'll probably stick with Dynasty. I think that's just where I know I can have fun, and there's no pressure, right?
So, yep.
That's where I'll probably stay.
Nope. Cool. That was going in. That's what we were all looking at doing. And then you know, the other modes are kind of secondary for us. But you know, there are people who love those modes too. So
yep.
We'll see how those progress as well.
All right. Well, very good. This was fun, and we'll do it again soon, and we'll talk more about college football. What do you say?
Yep, that sounds good. We will be back, and we'll have an update on how we're doing on our dynasty also.
Love it. Thanks, everybody. This was fun. We'll do it again soon.